You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, July 10th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 16. That's how many weeks in a row that more than 1 million people have filed for first-time unemployment insurance. On Thursday, the Labor Department reported that 1.3 million people filed initial jobless claims in the week ended July 4th. On top of that, there were more than 18 million continuing claims for unemployment benefits. Last week, the government reported that the U.S. created nearly 5 million jobs in June, a good sign during renewed lockdowns and restrictions to combat the pandemic. But this week's news shows that there's still a long way to go before things get back to normal, and policymakers are approaching a deadline to extend the aid to millions who are unemployed as a result of the pandemic. Americans can get an extra $600 of weekly unemployment insurance until July 31st, when the enhanced jobless benefits expire. Next number up is 25%. That was the size of the sell-off in Bed Bath & Beyond stock on Thursday. The home goods store took a dive after its latest quarterly results missed Wall Street's forecasts. The retailer has been trying to engineer a turnaround, but the pandemic might have knocked that effort off track. The earnings miss was especially painful because other home goods stores, like RH, have outperformed during the pandemic as Americans spend more time at home. Bed Bath & Beyond stock is down 55% so far this year. Our last number is 12%. That's roughly how much Costco's same-store sales grew in June. That growth is three times as fast as Wall Street expected. The discount big box store has performed well during the pandemic as shoppers look to stock up on essentials at bargain prices. Its latest monthly sales report showed that on Thursday, excluding gasoline and foreign exchange adjustments, its adjusted same-store sales grew 14%. Costco bulls had a brief scare in April when flat sales prompted investors to worry that consumers were just buying in bulk to stock up and not buying more. Investors who stuck with the stock got rewarded with a 2.9% rally on Thursday. Shares are now up 11% for the year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, July 10th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.